Now, a guy who loves Christmas so much, a bit like you, Ginge.
Yeah, I love Christmas.
Oh, you love it. He's got a huge collection of Christmas decorations. Jeff Stonebanks claims he has no intention of stopping, despite the fact his partner hates them. He's on the line right now. How are you doing, Jeff?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Good afternoon. How are you both, okay?
You forgot whether it's morning, afternoon. They'd be like me. It's good, it's Christmas. You're looking forward to it? Now, you've got so many decorations, but wait, first of all, when did you start collecting them?
Well, I was brought up in the 50s and 60s, and my parents had a pub in Oxfordshire, and my mother used to decorate the pub for Christmas because they opened on Christmas Day so that people on their own could come in and so get some contact with people. So Mum used to start decorating it. By the age of 7, I sort of got involved, and by the age of 10, the precocious little devil I was, she'd given up and let me get on with it. So from the age of 10, I used to decorate the pub, and then I left home about 19 and started my own collection. And when my parents retired in 87... I inherited all their decorations in addition to those I already owned and acquired. And now, at the grand old age of almost 70, I've got 40 crates that come out the loft every year.
Oh no! 40 crates! Crikey! How many lights do you think you've actually got?
Well, it's difficult to say that because, I mean, last year, there's a woman in Wales got a Guinness World Record, and she'd got 1,000 baubles hanging from her ceiling, and it was registered as a Guinness World Record. And some friends said to me, you've got more than that. And I thought, well, yeah, you're probably right, I have. So I very meticulously, last January, counted all my hanging baubles as I put them away, and sure enough, I had 1,400. So I thought, yep, I'm going to register a Guinness World Record, which I did. It takes them about 4 or 5 months to process them, and when they got back to me in May, they said, no worries, we accept your claim. However, we now know that the record is going to be 1,800. And I thought, there's no way I'm buying 400 more between now and Christmas. So I pulled out. But
what a shame.
The thing is, that's just they don't have a record for anything other than hanging baubles. And I've got just masses of stuff that's freestanding trees, just ornaments and all sorts. So it's a hell of a lot of stuff.
So do you just have one tree, or have you got several?
No, I've got 32.
32!
The smallest might only be sort of 10 or 11 inches tall, but I've got one, two, about 10 almost floor-to-ceiling trees throughout the house.
Wow. And they all have tinsel and all decorations on there?
Yeah, they all have tinsel on. I mean, only about 15 of them actually have lights on, and I've probably got... a best guess about 8,000 fairy light bulbs and probably, I don't know, 150 metres of tinsel. It's hard to gauge, but yeah, it's a huge collection.
So fantastic.
So when do you actually start decorating your house ready for Christmas?
It takes a week to put them up and a week to take them down. So I generally start last week of November so that by 1st of December they're all up and we have our own little switch on.
Oh, it's fabulous.
But by 1st of January, I've had enough and they all start coming down.
And is it true, because obviously you've been in the papers recently and stuff like that, is it true that your wife doesn't like them?
Well, my partner, Mark, he can't. He tolerates Christmas because he's living here and he ain't got much choice.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's me that puts them up. I mean, and it's me that sort of wants them. I mean, a few years ago, I made the decision that what's going to happen when I'm no longer here? Who wants these things? Because he's not going to want to want them. So I put some feelers out to quite a few museums across the country and said, would they be interested in acquiring the collection? And a couple of curators came down and looked at it all when they were up, went away, and then they came back and said, I'm really sorry, we can't take them. Your collection's just too large. So I said, well, could you not tell me which particular decorations you were interested in? And I'd make sure each year I packed them away clearly marked. No, sorry, we just can't. We just haven't got space to store them. So I don't know what's going to happen to them when I'm no longer here, but then I won't be here to worry about it, will I?
No. Well, maybe Mark will start putting them back up. You never know.
I'm not so sure. There you go.
So very last question then for you. What's the best part about Christmas?
I mean, I've always, from my childhood, I've already enjoyed it. And I just enjoy the fact that you can sit there and feel, I mean, the current climate, Christ, we need something to cheer us up, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just feel that the house decorated as it is, is a really cheery space to be in. And also, there's not a lot of the decent stuff to watch on TV at the moment. So you can amuse yourself with what you've got around the house. But, yeah, no, it's just something. I think you fall into two camps. You're either somebody that enjoys Christmas or you're somebody that really doesn't enjoy Christmas. And if you're in the latter, sorry, you're not round here at Christmas.
Oh, you're a wonderful person. Jeff, a round of applause. Thank you so, so much for talking to us today.
Okay, if anybody's interested in following up with me, I've got a website. They can see all my decorations. It's jeffschristmas.co.uk.
And you're on Facebook and all that kind of stuff.
I am. I'm everywhere. I'm like a bad rash.
You take care. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, cheers. Thanks a
take
lot.
Take care. Bye-bye. 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 There we go. That's Jeff. Jeff Stonebags. And he sounds lovely, though, doesn't he?
He does indeed.
Absolutely amazing. Right, keep it here. It is, of course, Ginger and Nuts live.